I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joining us is John Gilgi, who looks like a golfer to me, but I do know any country club that John Gilgi golfs at, there will not be any painting chores. Rhino Shield will be there. Johnny, have we got you any businesses with Rhino Shield? First of all, never paint your home again. Visit myrhinoshield.com. And John, thanks for sponsoring this hour. Generous check of $2,000 to the Travis Mannion Foundation.
Yeah, Dom, it's been great with you as a partner, doing the ads for us. So many people in the area know you, and they reach out to me, and they just love the connection. And one of the things they always ask me is, what is Dom really like?
I said, he's kind of like wait a minute, look at Dan over there. Yes, he can give you the bird's eye view. Go ahead, John.
So it's been a great partnership, and we'd like to continue that by being a sponsor here of the Travis Mannion Foundation, something that as a company we consider really important as well. So thank you for inviting me into this and having the opportunity to support this great cause. Support this great cause.
Well, John, every year it gets better. I don't know, it was last year, the first year?
2 years ago we started.
2 years ago, mm-hmm. Yes. And I remember a couple of years ago, I even had trouble. I had to go to enunciation class with my producer, St. John Gilgi, when we did a commercial together. Mm-hmm. But we've gotten past that. And now this 20% off, because you're still in the preseason, you're starting to get into, just like the Phillies, you must time it with the Phillies as they come north. Rhino Shield will be in full bore, I guess, into the fall. So now's a good time to make that call and to get involved.
It's a fantastic time. It is kind of the preseason for us. We are gearing up to start painting in the next couple of weeks. But we've always done something special for your listeners and through this connection that we have, where we offer 20% off. It's the lowest price of the year. And it helps us as a business get started and ramped up for the year. But it also helps those customers, your loyal listeners that hear about us all the time, and remind them that maybe now is a good time to call. They've been thinking about it for years. Mm-hmm. They were wondering what this was all about. We'd be glad to come out. I'd be glad to come out for your listeners and show them what this product is all about, what it can do for them, the warranty, how it can make them allow them to paint their house one last
time.
Well,
I got a question with the warranty. I mean, yeah. Only a 25-year guarantee. Come on now. That's outrageous, John. Only 25 years. Where else do you get a 25-year guarantee?
Well, not certainly with regular paint. The tradition in the industry is a one-year warranty, and we hope it lasts longer than that. But that warranty covers material and labor. And in addition to the 25 years, which is absolute no matter who owns the home, if one of our customers purchases the paint from us and they're in there, and 50 years later, we'll still cover them. We say this is the last paint job you'll ever have. Paint your house one last time to the original owner. It's even beyond 25 years.
All right, Brian, doing the math right now. So if you're about 40, you have until 90. And John Gilgi's backing that right now.
Right, do it while you're young, right?
Do it while you're young. Do it right now, exactly. Well, John, continued success in this. I just wanted to know for listeners, too. I know it's all up on the website, so that I can do this better. What is it exactly you do? What's the process exactly? I know it's like paint, looks like paint, can go on anything. Well, what do you do exactly?
Well, there's a couple of differences. A traditional paint, latex paint, dries hard, and it primarily consists of chalk. That's what gives it its body. But chalk breaks down, and that's why paint chips and cracks and peels. Rhino Shield is a elastomeric ceramic. So the elastomeric means that it won't dry hard. It's about 8 times thicker than paint, ceramic solids, and it's actually what they call a one-pot epoxy. So the curing happens by a chemical reaction, unlike paint that just dries by evaporation. That just means that it is a tremendous paint product. It is a permanent paint product, and when we put it on your house, you'll never have to paint again.
Well, John, continued success, and I'm so glad that you back you choose this and choose us with Travis Mannion.
You know, it's great. I know one of the quotes I heard from him is, you know, if not me, then who?
Right.
And I never served, but I have a tremendous amount of respect for the American soldier. I think they're the ones that stand between, you know, our way of life and the people that would in the world that would take it from us. And they deserve our respect and our support. And what better way than with the Travis Mannion Foundation to support them? And so proud to be a sponsor here.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. You're in great hands, too, with the guy that works with you in the sales department. All right.
Fantastic. So, yeah, I'm in great hands with you as well. So I appreciate
all you've
done for us.
Thank you. All right. That's John Gilgi. Remember, we tell you that all the time. Never paint again. That's the guy. That's the guy you'll be meeting with. 844-RHINO. I always spell it out. This is the Rhino Shield Honor Hour, and you can call us right now at 833-876-1210. Contribute. Let's make this the best hour of the day if possible. I'll say that in the next hour, too, of course. 833-876-1210. You can text to 36413, okay? We'd love to have you participate. And is Mike Opeka? Oh, there he is over here.
Hey, Dom, just one thing before I go, if I don't
mind.
Anybody who becomes a Rhino Shield customer who has made a donation, I'll match that donation to the Travis Mannion Foundation. And I will also take that amount off the cost of their job, so they'll get it both ways.
All right, I'm doing the math right here and all. All right, that's going to make this hour. All right, that is tremendous. Did you write all that down, Dan? So the donation that you make, John is going to match that. So you're doubling whatever you do right now, do it. And in addition to that, he'll take it off when he comes out to your house to put on the great Rhino Shield. 833-876-1210. I should be hearing those phones ring. You're not going to get a better offer today than that. All right, Mike Opeka, who is America's, it's unfair to just say, sub-host. He's all over the place.
Literally.
Biggest national shows
your
imaginable.
Sub-host is incredibly
the other day, Dan, he dissed us and he said, well, you know, I'd put the Dom Giordano show up there with some of these national shows, but he didn't give us the rankings. But he's a heck of a golfer, too. You've seen his golf
swing. I said top three, Dom. Come on now. I said, look, I filled in for Beck. I filled in for Buck Sexton. And of course, you. And that's you're on the platform.
All right. All right, Dan. Is that acceptable to you?
I think it's acceptable.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm Team Mike today, Dom, I got to say.
All right. So we're playing a round of golf. Nick Cale, who you are suspect of because he plays simulated golf.
Yeah,
I believe.
He's soft. Let's just say he's soft. I have played already this year in 2023 at least 20 rounds of golf.
Ooh.
And Nick says, I can't get out until it's warmer, and I've worked my swing out. And he's on a simulator.
I didn't know that.
That's a video game.
It's Mr. Wine.
Well, Mike, the thing is that I like playing this time of the year, even earlier. There's not people on the course.
Yes.
You seem to be that. Anything I see on Twitter with you, I know, of course, in the suburbs, that's the used to be the beauty
is
of
that
it.
So there's less people to see you embarrass yourself?
No. It's because real golfers just want to move.
Yes.
You don't want people like a Borowski or a Nick Cale possibly in front of you.
Is the point of golf being leisurely and taking
no,
your
it's not leisurely. You want to step up to the ball. It's about your score.
The worst thing is waiting. We all know that. The leisurely.
It's horrible.
You want to play in your rhythm. And if you're up early, if you're the first couple of guys off, off, you play at your rate, your rhythm. And if you're behind these dinosaurs, golf becomes, not that Nick is a dinosaur, but I'm just saying. And so I'm with you. Early bird gets the worm and the better tee time.
Now, we've come to the moment then. So to play in the Nick Cale foursome, Nick Cale / Dom Giordano foursome, unsimulated golf at Bauer. Have you played Bauer, Mike?
I have not, and I'm intrigued by this. The 27 holes?
I didn't know they added nine more. I played Bauer about charity events mostly, and it is extremely tight, but it's not long.
It's
a relatively – there's a 99-yard hole.
Really?
So if you can imagine, I played with Tyler Green, who was hitting two irons, at least 270, 280, and the Inquirer Society page woman who hit a three-wood on a 99-yard hole. Quite a foursome.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Mike, what's the opening bid here? What are you telling listeners to today at the Travis Mannion Hours? How much are you bidding?
I'm starting the bidding at $500.
All right.
I know we sold one foursome this morning at $500. Nobody came to me and said, hey, we got a $500 bid. I would have beaten that. But right now I'm starting my bidding at $500.
Okay. So we're on to the second foursome, Dan. Do you know Sonia over there for a ruling? So, Mike, you check this out. One person already bid $500 to be part of the foursome.
Of your foursome?
Yeah.
All right, then we're at 600 already. Let's not play around, people.
Oh, I thought we were playing with the great Nick Cale here. That's what the ruling
yeah,
is
are,
here. Yeah, we are. Okay, so we'll start with 600 with Mike to be in the foursome in whatever shape we come up with this. And you say your handicap is about a 12, Mike?
On a good day, I'm a 12. On a day like today, I'd probably be around 14 or 15. But I shot a 78 at DuPont the other day. And then that's an exceptional day for me.
That's still good. That's consistent. I think you're very, very consistent. I'm more erratic. Any score could happen at any point.
I've never had a hole in one, though. That's the
I haven't had one either.
In all my life, that's why I put those on Facebook. I say, you know, if it happens, I want video proof. So I've never done that. But maybe I win this. Maybe I have to go a little higher, and you get to witness it.
Okay, but perfect. And well, I know.
We got to get some analysis on this, Dom. On the tweet, or Twitter, we put up a poll. Who would you rather have as your partner on your team in a golf match, Nick Cale versus Dom Giordano? Dom Giordano, 65.5%.
This must be the residue of the football throw or something.
Shouldn't this be who would you rather ride in the cart with?
Oh,
yeah, that's true. That would be a better question.
I mean, that's all. And I will get to bring someone should I win the bidding, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, that would be great. So who have you played with, Mike? Have you ever played with anybody prominent?
Play golf? Nobody famous. I don't think I've ever played golf. I worked in music radio forever, so I knew a lot of great golfers. Alice Cooper and the guys from Cheap Trick, Rick Nielsen and Robin Zander. They all play golf.
Who would be the guy that you think would be a lot of fun to play
Bill
with?
Murray.
Bill Murray. Wow.
Went to the same high school.
Yes. Okay. I thought you were going to say Donald J. Trump.
He had a really quick answer there.
Yeah, that to Donald J.
Did
Trump.
You think about that one?
President Trump, Jimmy Matthews, keep count for charity, $10 every time I say it today. Mike, he invited me when he was on in 2012 pitching for Mitt Romney. I'm not making it up. So when we had the Oval Office interview with three or four other hosts, I reminded him of it. He wrote it down, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I never got an invitation to play golf with him, but he hooked me up to play on his course in Westchester, National, the one with that elevated green and the waterfalls, but I never had that opportunity.
He is, surprisingly to me, a very good golfer, and I determined that. I don't know how the guy gets the club back that far.
Yeah. Can I make a correction? Because I don't want to be accused of fake news. I just realized in 1993, I played a round of golf with Jack Nicholson.
Ooh. What the heck? And you buried the lead here?
I completely forgot about it. But
how could you forget about that? Now, what was he like?
He uses a foot wedge liberally. Anyone who knows golf knows that means you're cheating. But, I was playing golf with the great Rick Dees, who is an old friend. And we're going up on the tee, and all of a sudden we hear, Ricky Dees, can we join you? And he goes, Jack, I don't want to bet. And Jack bets on every hole.
Wow.
And the last
sunglasses.
Hole, he had sunglasses. It was right after he smashed that car window with the 8-iron.
And you knew about it, right?
It was big news. I'm looking at his card, the back end of his card. He goes, can I help you, son? And I said, I'm looking for an 8-iron. He goes, you're a funny kid, aren't you?
Most underrated actor. He's in the top three of the last 50 years.
Absolutely. But have you seen him in public? I think he may be going into the hiding era of his life.
Yeah, I think so.
Is he really why is he underrated?
He's at the top level.
He's a character of himself.
No, he's not. Watch Cuckoo's Nest. Watch As Good As It Gets.
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger also a great actor?
No. He is very, very much
it's
underrated.
It's the same kind of thing, though.
He can do, I don't know if that's the best role. I got to think
Who's
about
Who's better,
that.
De Niro or Pacino?
De Niro.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. He's quintessential. Right. Well, Mike, thank you.
Thank you.
You're going to be hanging out, and we'll see how the bidding goes.
And if I'm missing, just text me, and if somebody's going to bounce ahead of me at 600, I want to know about
it. All right, we're at 600 for the famous golf foursome. This is like Hogan, Woods, Palmer, and Nicklaus playing at Bauer.
It sounded more like Groucho, Chico, Harpo, and Zappa, if you ask me.
All right. This is the Rhino Shield Honor Hour, 833-876-1210. Get those phones ringing right now. If you like to play golf with me, Dan may be there in sort of an official rules capacity. I don't know if he'll be caddying.
I'll caddy. I'll carry your clubs.
All right.
Call into the Doodat Dental Group hotline, the phone bank. Do that on the Doodat Dental Group phone bank, and Dom, can I make a plea here real quick?
Yes.
So every media service out there, it seems like, the Inquirer even, charges viewers, listeners to, you know, take their content and read it. Here on 1210, we do Krasnerland. We do so much, and it's all free for the listener. This is the one time a year that we ask our listeners to, you know, shell out a little dough, and it's for veterans. So please, if you think about it that way, you know, we're not charging $15 a month so you can subscribe to 1210. This is a one-time thing once a year, and it's for vets. So give us a ring. We'd love to get your donation and, you know, raise money for a good cause.
And you can bid, too, right, on the Krasnerland shirt. You just mentioned Krasnerland.
Yeah, yeah.
So these were a hot item last year. They're still a hot item. You can bid on them right now. Just call 833-876-1210 and bid on our big golf foursome here. All right, Dan, you know, the best laid plans go awry. Who do we have coming up here?
We have Scott Perry coming up right after the break here.
Okay. So let's, Scott Perry, who you may not know this, is the head of the Congressional Freedom Caucus, but he's also, I believe his highest rank is Brigadier General. I'll ask him about that, if you can imagine, in the National Guard. Quite a story, and we'll talk to him about Travis Manion. This is the Rhino Shield Honor Hour. 833-876-1210, 833-876-1210. Get those phones ringing. Any amount helps. This is a quintessential charity that does so much for veterans and also for people that veterans reach, character education, the kids. You've heard about that. It's all real. But to sustain that, they need our help every year, and this year in particular, they're expanding in so many different fields. 833-876-1210.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. Together we can do this.
All right, welcome in, everyone, to the Rhino Shield Honor Hour, 833-876-1210. That's how you get in. We want to make those phones ring. We got a lot of things to bid on this afternoon also. But we're going to go to Dave McCormick. Dave made a heck of a run for the Senate, you may remember, against Dr. Oz. And Dave McCormick has a heck of a military record. And I want to ask him about, because today with the Travis Manion Foundation, this is about veterans coming back looking for a new mission. What better mission than character education, educating kids, honor, all those things associated with the Travis Manion Foundation. Let's bring in former Lieutenant Dave McCormick.
Dave, you know about the Travis Manion Foundation, and during your campaign, you did talk about the military, your military service and background. Do you think you did it enough, though? You know, I'm on this because I asked Alan West yesterday. We don't see generals and others in that ring anymore as top candidates to be president, for example, as it used to be. So how did you approach military service when you ran for the Senate?
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be able to celebrate and reinforce the importance of the Travis Manion Foundation. You know, listen, I'm so proud of having had the opportunity to serve in our military. I went to West Point from my hometown of Bloomsburg and then served 5 years in the Army, most of that time in the 82nd Airborne Division. And, you know, honestly, I wish every American would have the chance to serve like that, because the thing you see is that you get to meet Americans from all over. You know, in my platoon, there was a rural kid from Alabama, a white guy from Alabama. There was a black guy from inner city Newark. There was my platoon sergeant, who was 35 and from Puerto Rico. And he seemed like he was about 100 years old to a new 22-year-old lieutenant. And, you know, Dom, I don't remember ever knowing what the politics of those people were. I don't remember ever even having arguments about any of that stuff. It was all about service to something bigger than yourselves, service to one another. And that foundation of military service, it reinforces, you know, that America is the greatest country in the world, but only if we work hard to keep it that way. And so I wouldn't have traded that for the world. I'm not sure if I talked about it enough or too much during the campaign. The thing I love about talking about it on the campaign trail was I'd ask, hey, how many people here served, or how many people here knew somebody that served in their family? And you'd have hands going up all over the place in Pennsylvania, particularly rural Pennsylvania. If you do that same question in downtown Manhattan or D.C. these days, there's nobody or very few people.
And that's right. And that's the point I was making. When we get to, the idea of these, what I think we're starting to see is kind of unending wars now with Ukraine. We're not engaged in that manner, Dave. People that have actually been through that, seen that, I think bring a better perspective maybe than people who have not.
I agree with that, because, it's when you're far removed from the human implications of putting people into combat, it's easier to think about it almost as a public policy question as opposed to a question of
life and death. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or today, Dave, too. And I wonder, doing when you served, I think this brings special challenges. Travis Manion Foundation is very helpful with this. Tunnels to Towers, for example. And that is, given how good the medical people are now, people who would have died before are saved. But often the injuries, given the sort of combat in Iraq, IEDs, et cetera, are horrific.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. There's the scars, the physical scars, the physical challenges, and there's also the mental challenges. And I heard this and talked about it a lot on the campaign trail. And there was a story which I may have talked to you about already, Don, but it was I met the Wargos in Lehigh in Carbon County, and they told me about their son Michael, and in the course of the conversation, they said they wanted to support me for running for the Senate, but most important, when I got to Washington, they wanted me to make sure that I dealt with the mental health challenges mm-hmm. and the fact that 22 veterans a day kill themselves, and still to this day, and that's a disgrace, and we need to do more as a country to both show gratitude but also support for folks coming back from overseas to be able to transition back and have their version of the American dream that they fought so hard for. And there's not enough done on that. And that's one of the reasons that you need people in public life that actually know something about military service, because they've done it.
Yeah, exactly right. You're on the book tour still, I would assume, Superpower in Peril. And you certainly are not going to tell us that. Come on, help it out on Travis Manion Foundation. Give us a scoop. Dave McCormick is going to be running for office. You know how I feel about that, for a reason I won't get into today, in addition to the quality that you'll bring to it. And the fact that I think Bob Casey's an awfully nice guy. But my goodness, you talk about somebody undistinguished in this, et cetera, in the Senate. And I think vulnerable this time, Dave. So when do you think you'll know one way or the other?
Well, the title of the book is Superpower in Peril, and I believe it. I believe mm-hmm. that we're being challenged within and also challenged from, the techno-authoritarian power of China.
And Dave, I'm sorry, can I give one thing, too, if you had been to go back in the book? And I'm sorry if you did write about this. It appears to be bipartisan, but we cannot move on TikTok, even though we know it's right in front of us. We're too sophisticated. We're pretending like well, why would we be? I mean, there's this one guy in the Democrat side, Bowman, who says, well, it's no different than Facebook and everything else. My God, right. This is an existential threat, what's going on to our kids.
Absolutely. And what's happening with China, China has a plan for technology leadership and displacing America, and we don't have a plan. And TikTok is just one piece of a much broader plan. And in terms of my future, listen, I believe that we all have to do our part because America is exceptional, but it's only going to stay that way if people jump in the ring and try to make it that way. So I don't know how I'm going to do that in the future, but I'm certainly thinking about the Senate run in 2024 and other ways to serve. And, you know, if I make a decision, I'll call you first, Tom.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And particularly today, Travis Mannion Foundation, we are blessed that we have people like you, Alan West, and Pete Hegseth from Fox News and all that are actually have gone through this. Just one parting question. Why is it the lieutenant never has any wisdom? You said you were lieutenant, and it's the sergeant who always is telling this lieutenant, be it Tom Hanks, who was a captain, I guess. You know what I mean? The other guy, Sizemore, the actor who played him, he's the one that's wise, not the person in charge.
Well, you know what? The first thing that comes with leadership is humility, and you got to show up. You got to show up, recognizing that old salty sergeant. He's seen a few things, and leading has a lot to do with listening too. So I think that's the answer.
All righty. Well, Dave, thank you very much, and to be continued. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
All right, there's Dave McCormick. Hope for big things from him in the future. Told you what it's like to come out of the military and find a new mission. That's what we're doing today. Travis Mannion Foundation, 833-876-1210. That's how you can contribute anything that you wish. We're happy to get that. You heard John Gilgi, too, particularly that challenge that he gave us. And more from the front here. We have a ton of other things you can bid on. The first caller to donate $500, Darius Slay signed jersey.
What?
Boy, I'm glad we have this because I thought he was halfway out of town. It might not have worked. We'd have to run him down. Wow, how did they get that?
That's incredible, man.
The header of this, during the NFL draft, he was released from the Eagles, then re-signed and agreed to a 2-year extension. So that jersey's going to be good.
Why is that the factoid, though?
That jersey's going to be good for at least 3 years. I don't think it says Big Slay Play on it, but...
Big Play Slay, baby.
I did it wrong, but that may be.
Yeah, calling that dude at Dental, a group, a phone bank to get that, Dom. That's 833-876-1210. Darius Slay signed jersey.
All right. And also we have from a Phillies legend, the Mike Schmidt baseball and bat signed. First caller to donate $500.
What?
He played his, yeah, that's right, what? Mike Schmidt played his whole career here in Philly.
I am dumbfounded.
How many home runs did he hit, Dan?
I don't know.
Take a round guess.
No, tell, come on. Just go.
No, I don't have it on the sheet.
Oh, okay.
I think it's 537, but who's counting? He was the true slugger of that generation. I mean, there was no doubt about it. It was 548.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're close. You're close.
Thanks. Must have done something extra there. All right, but big prizes here. Big things to bid on.
833-876-1210.
Or just text TMF, Travis Mannion Foundation, TMF to 36413, 36413. Coming up, we're going to speak with one of the architects of all of this, Colonel Tom Mannion, who I believe is the person who was deeply engaged in starting the Mannion Runs from every time I've talked with him. He served at high levels himself and has been someone who has kept the Travis Mannion Foundation out there in the front where it's arrived now internationally. 833-876-1210, though. That's the way to participate today. You know we talk about Travis Mannion Foundation and military all year long. Now's the opportunity to jump in and be part of it. 833-876-1210. Rich Cioli is supposed to be on the sideline over here, Dan, with a report, but there's a lot of people milling around him. I don't know if I have a sightline.
Rich, you over there to do that dental group phone bank?
Wait a minute. How's Embiid's calf, Rich? Yeah, we sort of get moving closer.
It's not working. Yeah, it's not working. Rich, you're going to have to come over here and talk, I think. Yeah.
All right, the wonders of technology here. 833-876-1210. You get in right now.
833-876-1210. Call us.
Text TMF 36413 if you'd like to get involved here.
Maybe we should leave sideline reporting to
we'll get Rich here
people.
On the mic here, right here. No sideline reporting.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Hey!
Right.
Hey.
There you go.
What's up, guys?
What's going on over at the phone bank?
Well, let's pretend we're at the phone bank. It's radio, right? The magic. Yes, ring, ring. No, actually, the phones are doing great today. We got some great people volunteering at the blank phone bank.
The Dudette Dental Group.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's great. We got some hoagies out there. We're living the dream, Dom.
Absolutely. It's primos. I can't eat any on the air. That would be inappropriate on a day like this. But we have a long interview coming up, I've been told, and it has my name on it.
Oh, does it? All right, good.
Yes, exactly.
I'll be at the phone banks. I'm gonna answer some calls, Dom.
Okay.
You know, you do a great job of taking calls on your show. I'm not as good at that. And so at my penance, our illustrious program director is making me answer phones today.
Okay. He's
like, one way or another, I'm going to get you to take calls.
Absolutely. So what are we bidding on, too, with Rich?
Dom, I got some beef I want to bring up with Rich.
Sure.
Why are you not in this golf game? It's going for $600 now. You can still bid on that.
Yes.
You got Nick Kale and Dom. Were you approached to golf, and did you deny? Or?
Well, that's because I don't golf, actually.
Okay.
But there's a golf package.
Listen, I'll ride around a golf cart with you guys and drink beer.
Okay.
I mean, I'm happy to do that.
That parallels that. Yeah, Dan might be a caddy. He looks like a decent caddy.
Are you surprised that Dom's asked me to carry his clubs?
No, not at all. I can't believe he hasn't asked me to carry his clubs. I mean, I'll hang out with you guys. I'd love to do that. That could be fun for the day if you want to up the ante, Greg Stocker.
No.
I'm not allowed to call audibles on the air.
No, okay. That's already taken. Mike was here putting down his imprint on this. So, Rich, you're taking people to dinner.
Yeah.
And I think there's something else, too.
Yeah, I'm going to we're going to D.C.
Okay.
We're taking the listeners on a great trip to go see the Phillies take on the Nationals. June 3rd, and we're going to take a bus trip down there, see the game, have some hoagies and pretzels and beers on the bus, and it's going to be a lot of fun. For $1,000, you get two tickets and two Zeoli Army long-sleeve signature shirts. That's a great incentive.
I hear
right
these
there.
Shirts were found in the same garage that Joe Biden's papers were hidden, but we haven't gotten the Hunter Biden laptop part of that yet. So,
yeah, well, you know, the thing about it, Dom, is that I'm now being sued by Hunter Biden, me and John Paul MacIsaac. So you can also.
Okay, we have to. I don't want to be. All right, this conversation's over. Why don't you get to the phone bank? Because the circle of suits could be
the
out Dude there.
Do that dental group phone bank.
The Odyssey lawyers just descended upon us.
We have enough
right
lawyers
now.
Here, out here, yes.
Nope,
still not working.
Rich, that's a really good ballpark, though. I mean, I've only seen it on TV.
Oh, there
the Nationals ballpark, so it's a good deal.
We'll let Dom get back to his interview. If you call in right now, 833-876-1210, Rich Zioli will be manning the phones.
I'm going to man the phones.
Taking at least 10 calls for punishment. Yes.
Please call me so I can get this over with, I beg of you.
Let's go to Colonel Tom Mannion. Sorry, Colonel, we had a command here that we had to obey. Colonel, how you doing? We only get to talk once a year, but it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Dom. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can, Colonel. Loud and clear. Now, I don't know how many years it's been that you and I have talked about the iteration in the beginning of this, the run, doing that kind of stuff for Travis, and just your competitive spirit in that. But this has morphed into things that each year get bigger and bigger and affect more people. I've said today, as much as this affects the students with character education and all this, my sense is it affects the veterans even more, gives them a new mission that is tangible, direct, and that they really buy into.
Absolutely, Dom. I mean, our veterans and those that have served, especially these post 9/11 veterans, and what we've asked them to do and how they step forward for us. And now they're continuing to serve and continuing to make an impact. And, I'm super proud of who they are, what they represent for this country. And in today's world, when we've got so many challenges, that's one group that we can look to and all be very, very proud of who they are and what they do for all of us.
One number I have here, Colonel, I am amazed by. We know the iteration of the group, your wife, you, Ryan, but the movement of nearly 200,000 veterans, 200,000 of anything is remarkable, that have bought into this, though.
Well, you know, our veterans put on the uniform because they love this country and they have a belief in something bigger than themselves. And, you know, when we talk about our next generation and we talk about character and service and we talk about putting communities together, they realize what type of mission that is and that what type of challenge that is. And they're a group that you can always count on. So I'm not surprised at all that we've got that level of involvement. And, you know, even beyond the veterans, Dom, we've got incredible support from those within the communities that haven't even put on the uniform. They just want to get behind our service members and be a part of helping them serve and make an impact in their communities. So it all comes together very nicely, and it's, you know, couldn't be at a better time for our country, for sure.
I'm glad, too, this year, new material that Travis Manion Foundation has tested, and on average, veterans experience a 20% increase in mental health scores as they get involved with the Travis Manion Foundation community. And it's kind of unknowable why veterans are having so much difficulty post. I'm not sure if you think it's more than previous wars. I mean, one of the best films ever made was about people coming back from World War II, where the nation was completely behind that, but they still had, you know, all kinds of difficulties getting back into normal civilian life. And with these wars, given some of the politics and some of the back and forth, I think that's part of it, that it's harder. But if it's increasing mental health scores, that we know that, being part of this, well, that is such a bonus.
Yeah, it's, you know, we truly do believe it's about giving them a purpose. And you mentioned earlier when we started this talk that, you know, they've got a mission. And that mission and that purpose is extremely meaningful for our veterans. And when you compare that to the generations past, you know, there's a lot of challenges. You got an all volunteer force, which we haven't had before. The pace of conflict is unbelievable. I mean, you've got guys 2, 3, 4 tours in combat. So there's a lot of differences in today's veterans and compared to prior generations. And I think being able to work with them and get them out and get them involved and give them an important mission and work with that next generation and talk about the heroes and use them as an inspiration to get out there and make that impact. You know, it all really fits well together, and we're finding it's growing, as you said, across the country, and we're super proud of being able to lead the effort here.
Well, Colonel, thank you. It's a shame we only get to talk once a year. You're going to have to write another book or two so that we can get you on, but anytime, you're welcome for your service and the service to the country that this does. It is remarkable, Colonel. It's always an honor to talk with Colonel Tom Manion. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Dom, and thanks to the 1210 team and all you guys do to support what we're up to. And it's a great partnership, and thanks for being behind us.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Colonel Tom Manion here, always an annual treat to talk with him. 833-876-1210. That's how you get on board. 833-876-1210. That's what you do to make a contribution. You can do it right now. Ryan Manion is here with us in studio. She'll be coming up at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Or, okay, 1 o'clock. Okay. All right. 833-876-1210. That's how you get Rich Dioli at the phone bank and everybody else, or text TMF to 36413. You can do that right now. Together we can do this. All right, Dom Giordano with you on the Rhino Shield Honor Hour, and we've had some great military people on. You may not know this, but we have another one. You know him more as the chairman of the Congressional Freedom Caucus, but he's had quite a military career that I've talked with him about. Let's bring in Congressman Scott Perry with us on Talk Radio 1210. Colonel, welcome back to Philadelphia. Well, not Colonel. I have to get the right rank here. We just had a Colonel on. Scott Perry, what is your rank in the National Guard?
I retired as a Brigadier General.
I thought that was right, a Brigadier General. So that's got to be quite a long career to rise to the rank, Scott, a Brigadier General.
Well, I started as a private, and at some point I went to officer candidate school. I was the president of my class. I just did my work. I kept showing up and, you know, deployments, et cetera. And, you know, look, the Lord blessed me. I got to do amazing things, amazing equipment. I got to fly almost every rotary wing aircraft in the Army inventory, and, you know, I had a great career. And the Army and the military did great things for me and my family, and so we're very, very grateful for the opportunity to serve, you know, to serve the nation in uniform.
Well, we're grateful for that service and the Travis Manion Foundation. So when you left that service, were you in Congress at that point? I'm asking because the Travis Manion Foundation, one of the big missions is to offer a new mission to veterans who often come back, and I think it's got to be difficult when you're intensely involved in protecting the nation, when you're in the military, to go to some civilian role.
Yeah, it's like going from 1,000 miles an hour to about 10 miles an hour. I remember one time that I came back from deployment, and, you know, my house was essentially empty from groceries and so on and so forth because I was a single man. And so I went to the store, I loaded up the grocery cart, I got to the checkout, and I thought, oh my goodness, I need a wallet. I don't have one. because, you know, I was used to going to the mess hall. I didn't need a wallet at the mess hall, you know, in country. So look, it's that's just a little tiny thing. There's a lot of people that go through a whole lot, because the tempo and the things that they see, the things they do, are not things that you see in the normal world, so to speak. And so it's right that we take care of these folks. I served as a state representative on deployment, and shortly after running for Congress is when I retired. So, but you can look, you can do a lot of things, and certainly your military service, I hope, is seen as a plus, as an accolade. People in the military know how to complete the mission. They know how to get the job done. They show up on time with a good attitude. And they're a valued asset to not only to our country, but to, quite honestly, anybody that will entertain working with them and having work for them.
Exactly. Representative Scott Perry with us here at 833-876-1210. You can call in right now, get those phones ringing to contribute to the Travis Manion Foundation. While we have you here, nice work by you guys in the House, and you're right in the center of it, about a mission, an existential threat that we have here, China. Yet it seems some Democrats are on board with what I think is a huge threat, TikTok, and yet others are still trying to make this into something else. What can you tell us about that?
Well, look, a lot of people use TikTok, and it's great to have an app and watch videos and all that kind of thing, but the more important thing is your personal sovereignty and safety, and the sovereignty and safety of the United States of America. And the TikTok jeopardizes every single one of them. It's a communist Chinese party Trojan horse sent to America to collect our information to be used against us. And so, look, I'm certainly a person that believes in personal responsibility and absolutely in personal freedom. And so we don't take the issue lightly of saying that you can't have something. The government's telling you you can't have something. That's not a small issue. But when it comes to national security, you got to determine to yourself, is it more important to watch fun videos, or is it more important to secure the nation and secure my individual liberties, because the Chinese Communist Party is actually, while they're providing those things to you, using every opportunity that you use it to work against you and take your personal freedoms from you.
Absolutely. Well, I couldn't agree more. Each time that you're on, you underline that we're about personal freedom, responsibility. But this is an unusual case here, that it's a pretty obvious thing. So there are Democrats, though. Each time I talk to you, you say there are Democrats that are on board with this, though, that they seem to get it.
Well, you saw them at the – I think you saw them at the hearing, but that they are on board. They get it. Now it's time to really cut bait, right? Before they just – it's rhetoric but no action. Now it's time to take action. But we also have some that, are not on board, and they're saying that any conversation is racist. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with making sure that we're not helping the Chinese communists assist us in suicide. And so – you just have to reject that. It's unserious. It's unreasonable. It is irresponsible rhetoric. It is not helpful.
Well, thank you, Scott, for coming on repeatedly. Well, what do we see this coming next couple weeks? What's the House, the next big thing you think we'll be seeing?
Look, the next big thing probably you'll be seeing, we'll be working against the ATF rule, unconstitutional, ATF taking away Americans' freedoms. That'll probably happen next week. Then we're going to be, you'll start hearing more and more about, I think, the debt ceiling and a plan to deal with that, which is more responsible than President Biden just wanted to spend about $7 trillion. And I think you're also shortly going to see some legislation coming out of the House to finally take control of our southern border.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, if I might say, General. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you and your audience, and help support the Travis Manion Foundation and Fund, and God bless those patriots that sign their name on the line to give everything, including the last full measure for our country and the ideals of America.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Representative Scott Perry. You heard what he said. That's what it's about. This Rhino Shield Honor Hour, 833-876-1210. By the way, Dan, is this a misprint here? Is that a 50? That's a 50 above there. I think somebody.
Wow!
Whoa!
Ooh.
All right, here's your chance.
Is that many there?
The next 50 callers. Well, we got a printing press here in the back. Get this exclusive design Krasner Land T-shirt. That doesn't look like me. Maybe 20 years ago in that picture we put up recently.
No.
Does that look like Dan? Looks too short.
Let me see it. Turn it. No.
No.
I think it's just like a model. Yeah.
It's like a fashion model they put in here. Welcome to Krasner Land on the back, front, along with the yellow tape across, and it's the city of Philadelphia. I think I designed some of that. And I forget on the back.
Dom, I think it's Dom's show on the front. Dom time on the front, and then that's what you see there on the back. I think our model's just wearing it backwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we just heard from our police source. They had a shootout at Broad and Somerset. He says, imagine. Broad daylight, this was like 11:30 a.m., Broad Street. It doesn't get any more public than this, and the cops are involved in it as we speak. Wow. So if you want to get something that people will be talking about, we had tremendous demand last year. Get it now.
They're awesome shirts.
Each caller, donate $100, Travis Manion Foundation. You get this exclusive design Krasner Land T-shirt. Call 833-876-1210 right now.
And do that on our Dudat Dental Group phone bank, Dom.
Okay, or text it to TMF36413. Coming up, Ryan Manion, who is the day-to-day person driving all this international stuff that goes through the races, the character education, all that is next here on the Rhino Shield Honor Hour, 833-876-1210. We'll get to that next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.